is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Spots of Bother.
Jimmy, don't stretch across the table like that, son. If you want something, ask for it.
Well, get out the red, please.
Stop talking with your mouth full.
I wish you'd make your minds up.
Now, don't be cheeky.
Oh, heck. May I have the bread, please?
Here you are.
Ta. Thank you very much for the bread and butter. Thank you very much.
Be quiet. And don't eat so quickly. You'd think you were starving.
Oh, in a hurry. Mr. Whittle's coming soon to take me and Ozzy to the zoo.
The way you eat, you ought to live in the zoo.
When I look at you, I think I do. In the snake pit.
Now, just stop it now. Whittle won't be here for another hour yet.
Yes, he will. Feeding time's 3 o'clock. And before that, we'll wash the elephant.
You've been told not to talk while you're eating.
I only said they wash the elephants.
Well, keep quiet. You don't hear me talking when I'm eating.
No, we just hear you eating.
What?
I mean, it's all that mustard. It makes you breathe heavy. And you can't help your teeth clicking. I mean, can I have some more bread, please?
You'll have an early night in bed without any supper if you don't behave.
Sorry, ma'am, but our Susan started it. I don't mind you and me granddad ticking me off, but why should she interfere?
Well, I'm not siding with you, Jimmy. But perhaps it might be better, Susan, if you left it to us.
Oh, very well.
Yes, keep your big conk out of it. Just leave it to me mum and me granddad to stick their noses.
What was that?
I meant to tell me off.
You nearly had it there, my lad. I think it was a slip of the tongue, Father.
Ah, well, he'd better hold his tongue or he'll be slipping across my knee.
I'm sorry, granddad. Mum, can I get me things ready to go to the zoo?
What things? You packed a bag of food for the animals before you went to church this morning.
He not only packed it, he took it to church with him. I didn't know where to look when the vicar spotted it.
He joked about it.
Go on. What happened?
Well, he looked in my bag and said, "What's this, James? Bananas, nuts, buns, a loaf of bread? You're evidently expecting a long sermon." Or, "Have you made a takeover bid for the Harvest Festival?"
Oh, he's got a sense of humour all right as the vicar.
He has. When I told him you weren't coming to church this morning because you didn't feel too fit, he said, "What a shame. Perhaps he's caught a chill through drinking through a damp glass."
I don't think that's very funny at all.
The vicar was only teasing, Grandad.
Yes, Father, can't you take a joke?
I can laugh at myself as well as anyone.
Mr. Whittle thinks you can anyway.
Whittle does?
Yes, I heard him telling Alfie Hall. He said you always laughed at your own jokes.
Oh, did he?
Jimmy, that's enough.
Yes, Grandad, he said a man who laughed at his own jokes was sometimes called a moron. Oh, no, that wasn't it.
Moorhen, you silly boy. The word is moron.
Oh, that's it. What did he mean, a moron?
He means I have no intelligence. I'm brainless. I'm a dope. I'm stupid.
Jimmy.
I'll break Whittle's neck telling Alfie I'm a moron.
Didn't you want Alfie to know?
No. What do you mean?
Nothing, Grandad. Mum, I think I'd better meet Mr. Whittle outside the door.
Oh, you'll be meeting him inside the hospital.
Now, Father, Jimmy's probably got it all wrong.
Of course he has, the little troublemaker.
Oh, I like that. I haven't told anybody me granddad's a moron. I didn't know he was one till now. I didn't know...
No, that's enough from you.
What he meant?
That'll do.
I mean, until...
Not another word.
But...
Enough. Shut up!
Would anybody like a monkey nut?
Oh, be quiet, Jimmy. Go and clean your shoes.
They are clean.
Well, go and dirty them and get ready.
I'll see who it is, Mother.
No, you go, Jimmy. It'll be Mr. Whittle. Put your coat on first. Father, there's something wrong with the kitchen table. Would you have a look at it?
I'll just wait until Whittle comes in, then I can use his head for a hammer.
He can't wait to come in. In 2 minutes, he'll be screaming to get out.
That's enough from you. Now, Father, please, please don't do anything silly.
Well, not till he's brought me back from the zoo.
Now, go and open the door, Jimmy.
Yes. All right, Grandad.
Well, I won't do anything silly, Pat. Clouting Whittle is something sensible.
Oh, Father, I don't want any trouble.
Clear off, and me Grandad'll do the Highland Fling on your nut.
What's that, Clitheroe?
Oh, it's another twit. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom.
You tell me to clear off again and you won't sit down for a week.
I'm sorry, Mr. Higginbottom.
Well, where is he? Oh, Higgy, it's you.
Look, Pete, what's this little brat mean about you sorting me out?
Not so much of the brat. He made a mistake.
Yes, I thought you were Mr. Whittle.
Father, bring Mr. Higginbottom in here. Don't keep him at the door.
Oh, sorry. Come in, Higgy.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Do sit down.
Oh, thanks, Missus. I came round to tell you that Ozzy won't be going to the zoo.
Oh, dear, that is a pity.
Is he scared after what happened last time with the elephant?
No, he's not. What do you mean about the elephant?
Well, it was bath time and the two big elephants, Jumbo and Juliet, were squirting the little one. And all of a sudden, Jumbo turned round and gave Ozzy a trunkful right in the clog.
That's nothing to laugh at, Jimmy.
Oh, it was, ma'am. Ozzy's face went white down one side.
I annoying you. I expect you pushed him in the way.
I did not. The keeper said elephants have poor eyesight and go by smell. He said Jumbo thought Ozzy was one of his pups.
I'll stream up on a clothesline in a minute.
All right, Higgy. Now, Jimmy, you apologise.
Jollipies? What for?
About Ozzy. Now, tell Mr. Higginbottom your story. Go on now, or you'll feel the weight of my hand.
All right. Mr. Higginbottom, I'm very sorry Jumbo thought Ozzy was one of his pups.
Jimmy, that's not what your granddad meant.
Oh, don't bother, missus. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Or should I say a piglet?
I don't like that remark, Higginbottom.
No, Grandad, because yeah, if I'm a piglet, that makes you an old...
I know what it is!
Please, don't let us have any more trouble. I'm sorry that Ozzy can't go out, Mr. Higginbottom. Is he not well?
Oh, he's got measles. Oh. Spots all over his chest.
Oh, poor old Ozzy. I'm sorry, Mr. Higginbottom, for thinking he was scared.
Oh, all right. We'll let bygones be bygones.
I know. When I come back from the zoo, I'll bring him some sweets and some comics round.
Oh, he won't be reading, lad. Not with measles. And anyway, you better keep away from him. Although, since you've been with him all week, the damage is probably done.
Oh, you're right. I'm afraid you'll have to be isolated, Jimmy.
Oh, heck.
I'm sorry, son, but it's got to be.
All right, but our class is playing football on Wednesday, so I'll have to be isolated in the arm. Poor Ozzy. I'm sorry for him.
No, Jimmy, not inoculated, isolated. You can't go near any other children for about, 10 days.
What?
Well, I'm afraid it means you can't go to the zoo today either.
But, ma'am, Mr. Whittle's coming around to take me.
I'm sorry, lad, but your mother's right. Ozzy's got the measles, so you can't go to any zoo where other kids are.
That's just like your daft Ozzy. Always goes in trouble. If he wanted to be ill, why couldn't he just break a leg?
Oh.
It's very nice of you to look after Jimmy, Alfie.
Ah, it's all right, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Susan should be in any minute. And Father and I'll be back in an hour.
Well, don't you worry, Mrs. Clitheroe. Just leave him to me.
He's a bit down in the dumps, so try and cheer him up a bit, you know. But don't let him go out.
Oh, no, I won't, no. I'll just try and amuse him. That won't be hard, you know, because most people start laughing as soon as they open my mouth. The best of it is that I don't try to be funny. No, it just comes natural, like, you know. I'm what you call unconscious. humour, I mean. You know, the only bloke I never made laugh was a foreman I once had at work. He shouted at me for 3 weeks and then we found him in the gents crying his eyes out. After that, he started making daisy chains from the works cricket pitch. He set fire to the canteen and kissed the boss's wife. They decided he'd gone a bit barmy.
Well, I think he had.
Yeah, because the boss's wife was 19 stone.
Yes, Alfie, well, I must go. Thanks again for looking after our Jimmy.
Ah, you're welcome. Ciao, then.
Bye-bye, Alfie.
And then where is he? Jimmy! Jimmy!
Hawk, it's a bit late for the first cuckoo, isn't it?
Look, I've come to amuse you, to cheer you up and give you laughs, so stop being rude or I'll belt you one.
Sorry, Alfie, I'm just fed up because I haven't to go out.
All right, then. Well, what are we going to do for half an hour? It's only you and me.
If you turn your back for half a minute, there'd only be you.
Now, Jimmy, you know I can't let you go out. You've got to stay in quarantine.
In what?
In quarantine. Like they do with dogs when they come from abroad. They keep them in kennels for 6 months so they won't give other dogs rabies and distemper and...
Don't tell me Ozzy's got distemper as well as measles.
Oh, no, he's not a dog.
He's a rat keeping me away from the zoo.
Well, you just have to make the best of it. I have to keep you in the house. Now, come on. Let's have a game or something.
I'm fed up with rotten games. Hey, I've thought of one. We'll play blind man's buff.
Yeah, right, yeah, then. Yep. Now, tie this hanky round me. Get out. Oh, no, you don't. As soon as I'm blindfolded, you'll be out of that door like Bobby Charlton with his shorts on fire.
Nobody'd know I could meet Mr. Whittle and be at the zoo and back in a couple of hours. Oh, go on, Alfie. You're me pal. Me best friend, you're...
I'm not letting you out.
You're a rotten old meanie. Yeah.
Hey, that's not fair. I'm willing to play with you.
Don't talk to me.
That's no good being miserable.
I can't hear you.
Well, I did come to see you.
Puh.
And I brought these chocolates.
Well, you can just... Chocolates?
Mm. Yeah, and I told you, ma'am, that...
Of course, Alfie, it's not really your fault. Where are the chocolates?
Here. Will you have one?
Well, I think I could just force one down at a time.
And just take one. They're for Susan, really.
What? Oh, she's on a diet. My mum says she's getting too fat.
Get away.
You can't tell, Alfie, but when she's on the back of your motorbike, it looks as though you're carrying two spare tyres.
See, don't be funny. You can have one, and that's all. Right, that'll be Susan now. I'll tell her what you said.
Tell her, and you can tell her what Ozzy calls her. Chubby chops.
No, shut up. I'm coming, darling. Hello, darling.
Hello, sweetie pie.
Well, Jimmy just said... Hey, Mr. Whittle, you're not a girl.
Hang on while I check. flannels, sports jacket, flat cap. I do believe you're right. I'm not a Judy. I must tell me mother.
You see, when I spoke to you, I was really talking to Susan.
Oh, hello, sir. Hey, wait a minute, I can't see her.
No, she's not here.
Oh, I see.
No, you see, I was talking to her before I opened the door. But when I opened the door, I was talking to you because you're not Susan, are you?
Hey, slow down, slow down. You were talking to Susan here in the house.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
No, you see, Susan's not with us.
She's not the only one. Do you mind if I go in the room and lie down a minute?
Hello, Mr. Whittle. Have you heard the news?
Yes, in Arabic. I'm not sure what I've heard. Now, are you ready for the zoo? Because after 5 minutes with Alfie, I feel the sooner I get to the monkey house, the better.
Well, watch it when you get there. They might drag you in. Any road you're going on your own.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, shuttlecock and baldy rash.
Mr. Whittle, such language. And me, an ex-choir boy.
Look, are we going to the zoo or not?
No, Ozzy's got the measles, so my mum said I've got to stop in the blinking house.
Oh, dearie, dearie me, that is a catastrophe.
Yeah, just because Ozzy's sick, I've got to keep away from everybody and be dislocated.
No, Jim, not dislocated. You shouldn't use big words you don't understand. You mean insulated.
I stand connected. Oh, I'm fed up. What a way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, look, son, it can't be helped, so stop grumbling. Let's have this game in peace, eh?
If we ever get started, hurry up and move.
What's all the rush for? It's only a wee game of draughts.
It's you, Grandad. You're so slow. Look, when we play snakes and ladders, you're that slow, it's a wonder the snakes don't get sick of waiting and crawl back in the holes.
All right, son. I'll make a move. Now then, I'm white, and you move there. So I'll... just a minute, Jimmy.
Oh, heck, where are you going?
I can't see the board properly without my glasses, son. Hang on while I find them.
Ooh, his blinking glasses. What a game of draughts this is. No wonder I'm in a huff.
My glasses, I can't see them anywhere.
No wonder with your eyes. Put your glasses on.
Aye, that's good. Very funny. Ah, here they are. That's better. Right, Jim. Now, I'm all ready to play with you.
Good. That's me. I'm black and I've moved. Now, it's up to you.
Aye, well, I'll show you how to play this game, Jim. I think I'll just move this one... hang on a minute, Jimmy, before we get started.
Oh, no, what the heck is it this time?
Oh, I'm just getting my pipe and my tobacco pouch. Hi. Well, here we are.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not puffing your mouldy old pipe while this game's on.
Why not?
I know you. When you get that pipe going, it's like a blinking smokescreen in here. Inside 10 seconds, I'll be sat here listening to you shouting, "That's one of your drafts off Dayton, Jim, and another, and your crowner." And I won't be able to see a blooming thing.
Oh, son, I wish you'd stop grumbling.
Well, you're that slow, Grandad.
All right, I'll show you who's slow. I'll give you such a duffing up at this game you won't know what's hit you. There, I've made my first move now. Follow that.
Yes, 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 that's right. That's the right move to make. There you are, Grandad. Get yourself out of that little mess. Grandad? It's your move. Oh, no, he's fast asleep. It's all that hard work, lifting the heavy drafts up and down. It's worn him out. Oh, listen to him. There was an old farmer who had an old sow. Grandad, wake up. Oh, there's only one way to wake him now. Last orders, please.
What? Hey, get on again. Oh. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I just nodded off a wee bit.
Well, now you're back with us again. Sort this little lot out. Look, I've got your crowner in the corner.
What? Oh, so you have.
Yes, and you're trapped. Well, now will you give in? That's a tanny on me. Next game, please.
Not so fast, my lad. No, let me have a look at this.
It won't take me long to change, Alfie. Mother, Alfie and I thought we'd have a walk in the park.
Oh, that should be nice.
Hello, Jim. Mr. Sinclair. Hey, are you two playing draughts?
No, we're playing water polo, you big dog.
That's enough.
I'll be a little while yet, Alfie. I'm going to put my new dress on and give you a surprise.
Don't bother. Just put your miniskirt on and give him a laugh.
No, don't listen to him, Alfie.
No, or you might learn some more of her horrible secrets. She gets her eyelashes out of a box, her rosy red cheeks out of a tin, and her ruby lips out of a tube. There's only the wrinkles that's her own.
I shan't tell you again, my lad. I'll give you a hand with that dress, Susan.
Thank you, Mother.
Well, Grandad, are you giving in?
No, I've just seen a way out of my trouble. I moved that one there. And if you take my crowner, I take two of yours.
Well, you crafty old bagpipe basher. I'll have to move this one over here.
Hey, no, wait a minute, Jimmy. If you leave it where it is and move this one here, you've still got him trapped.
Do you mind, Alfie? Non-players off the green.
He's right, Grandad. Good old Alfie. It's like I've always said, you've got more brains in your little finger than all your head put together.
Ah, ta. See, your Grandad can't move his crowner that way because you've got his crowner covered with your crown.
Alfie!
I think you're going to get crowned, Alfie. Right, your move, Grandad. If you can think of one.
Aye. That's not easy. If I move here, you take me with that. And if I move this way, you've got me covered there.
Mr. Sinclair, have you forgotten this one over here?
Why, so I have. Thanks, Alfie. Just what I wanted. How's that, Jimmy?
Alfiol, whose side are you on?
Now, well, don't you see, Jimmy? Now he's moved that one here, you move this one there.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. He's had it then.
All right, I'll try it. Now, there you are, Grandad. What's your answer to that?
Simple, Jim. I take this, 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 and your two crowners. I appear to have swept the board, Jim.
Somebody should sweep Alfie's head and get all the blinking cobwebs out.
Fancy another game, Jimmy?
No, I don't. I'm fed up.
But, hey, I've got an idea, Jimmy. Why don't you and me go and play in the garden?
Oh, yeah. Can I, Grandad?
All right, then, as long as you stay in the garden.
Oh, I will, Grandad. Come on, Alfie. I'll get me bat and ball.
You see, Jimmy, I can think of something sensible if I try hard enough. Come on, then. Oh, hey. Oh, this'll give you a good laugh.
What?
Look, it's pouring with rain. We've had it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I came without me, Mac. I was lucky to get in your house without getting wet.
I don't know about getting in our house. I think you were lucky to get in the human race. Blooming marvellous. No zoo, no telly. It's still raining. And all they've got on the wireless is the exciting adventures of Timmy the Tadpole.
Now, look, Jimmy, we've heard just about enough of your grumbling.
Well, I'm fed up, Ozzy and his blinking measles. I only hope he had them on Friday night, because we were kept in after school. And with a bit of luck, our teacher's got them by now.
Oh, shut up and stop moaning.
Well, when are we going to have his tea?
We're not starting tea till Mr. Whittle gets here.
Whacker Whittle? Is he coming?
Yes, I met him in town. And he was telling me his landlady's away for the day, so I invited him to come here for tea.
All right, I'll go halves with him at the trifle. I'll eat it and he can lick the bowl.
Jimmy, what a horrible thought.
Well, if Whittle's coming, I suppose we can expect another uproarious evening listening to those corny jokes of his. When he starts his chat, he's about as funny as an attack of rheumatics.
Well, I should get your red flannel on his ear.
Hello there, everybody. Well, here I am, ready, willing and hungry as a television cat.
Hello, Mr. Whittle. Sit down, won't you?
Thanks, Pat. It's nice of you to invite me to tea. I feel highly honourable having my Sunday scoff with the Clitheroes. It's quite a momentary occasion for me.
Afternoon, Whittle.
Oh, the old man himself. And how's things going with you, Jock?
Oh, I'm quite...
Hey, here, Jock. A geezer told me a funny tale about you Haggis guzzlers last night. It seems a taxi in Edinburgh crashed into a wall and 22 Scotsmen were injured. Do you get it, Jock?
He's got it, but I don't think he wants it.
The young invalid himself. And how's tricks with me little pan of Scousey? Still getting up to your June of Isle antics? Have you now to say for yourself, Jim?
Oh, yes, I'm just waiting till your battery runs down.
Oh, Jimmy. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll just pop into the kitchen and see to the tea. I won't be a moment.
Hey, Jim, I might be able to put you on to a way of getting rid of them measles.
Oh, I wish you would. What is it?
Well, it's a cure I heard of while I was working out east, where I've just come back from.
Really? Well, you know, when I was in the Merchant Navy, I went out east...
They were building this road out in Tibet, you see. Now, a funny country, Tibet, all big hills and yaks, you know. And the Tibetans have a funny way of curing measles. They go to a chap what lives on top of a mountain called a lama.
Lama? That's an animal, like a big goat.
Ah, you're right, Jim. There's a goat called a lama and a man called a lama. You see, in their lingo, they call the man and the goat the same thing.
It must be very confusing for the kids.
Look, they're not goats, really.
No, no, the men aren't. You see, they're covered all over in long hair.
Who, the men?
No, the goats. You see, they spend most of the time going round with little bowls begging.
Who, the goats?
No, the men. What they do is, they cut the llama's hair off, and then the llama puts it in a big stone receptacle. And then he pounds it. He pounds it to get the juice out. He mixes it with a lump of yak butter until it gets to a very thick constituency, and then they float it in a mug of thick tea.
You say that cures measles?
No, but after three cups of that, you don't notice the measles.
Mr. Whittle, I've many lies since the pension man came to see me granddad.
Ah, you're right. I was only kidding. It was just a fragment of my own imagination. But did you catch your granddad's face when I mentioned the butter floating on the tea? I put you off your cream cake, didn't it, Jock?
Yes, Whittle. Next time we invite you to tea, we'll sit you down at a trough.
Cheer up, Jock. It's almost so miserable. You look like one of them llamas I was talking about.
Which llama? The man or the goat?
Look, I've had enough for one day.
Well, you'll have to put up with a lot more yet, Jock. If Jimmy is in insulation, he'll be off school for at least a week.
Oh, never thought of that, Mr. Whittle. Good old Aussie. Hey, when he's better, I wonder if I could take him somewhere to get the mumps. All right, Grandad, I'll see who's at the door. It might be somebody selling yak butter.
Well, if he's selling goats, tell him we've got one. Stay in for tea.
Yes? Oh, it's Mr. Higginbottom and Alfie. It's all right, Grandad. It's a couple of llamas. And I'm not sure which is which.
All right, clever boy, all right. I've come to give you some news.
Yes, Jimmy, you'll be very happy to know that...
Do you mind, parrot mouth? Listen, the doctor's been to see my Aussie and...
Three examined him, he said.
Shut your cake hole.
Shut your cake hole. No, he didn't, he said.
Listen, Aussie's my son. I'll do the talking.
Yeah, I know, but I was there. I brought Aussie some sweets and they buried him at Boot Hill.
Oh, were they poison sweets?
Yeah, no, it was a book. They poisoned the cowboy. Yeah, but shot him, I mean.
I'll put you in Boot Hill in a minute. Now, look, the doctor says Aussie hasn't got the measles at all.
What?
Yeah, Jim, there were only 8 spots.
Oh, no.
Yeah, ain't it smashing news? You must be over the moon.
Yeah, that's where Aussie will be when I finish kicking him.
What are you talking about?
Well, because Aussie's had the measles, I couldn't go to the zoo. Now he hasn't got the measles and I've been stuck in all day. And I've still got to go to rotten school tomorrow.
No, well, you can't blame Aussie, Jim. I mean, he just had 8 spots. Mr. Higginbottom made the mistake.
You're right. It's all your fault, Mr. Higginbottom.
Yeah, exactly. If anybody needs kicking, it's you, Mr. Higginbottom. Get out there. Help, help, help.
You'll be kicking up daisies in a minute.
Oh, help, help.
Grandad, Mr. Whittle, come quick. The man llama's squeezing the juice out of the goat.
Oh, get off, get off.
Involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as Harry Whittle. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I thought you'd like to know I went to the zoo after all. Mr. Whittle took me and Aussie on Monday night after we'd taken some grapes to Alfie, but his throat was too sore to swallow, so we ate them. Mr. Whittle said he'd have Alfie out of bed in no time. He had a cure from Tibet. The juice of fresh mountain herbs and a dollop of yak butter. But he couldn't find them, so he gave him a glass of orange squash and dripping. Alfie was out of bed in 2 seconds. Ta-ra!